Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Ka'Chava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.
DC politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. 15 people are dead. It was supposed to be a celebration, the first night of Hanukkah at Bondi Beach. Families, children, lighting of candles in peace. But instead of light, they were engulfed in darkness. Now, this wasn't an accident. It wasn't a surprise. Australian officials suspected these two men of having radicalized ties, but they did nothing. Why? Because they were too busy being, quote, compassionate, too busy worrying about Islamophobia, too busy importing tens of thousands of refugees without proper vetting because it made them feel good. It's called suicidal empathy. And if you thought Sydney was far away, think again. It's happening here in our nation's largest city. And we're going to find out precisely what we need to do in response. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor, here to help you make sense of the madness as the far left desperately tries to stop the unstoppable rise of a new conservative age that you are making happen all over the world. So if you want a front row seat on how you continue to change the world in ways you never even imagined, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani is once again turning heads. The man who refused to denounce Hamas after the horrific attacks that massacred 1,200 Jews on October 7th is once again finding himself at a loss for words. In an interview with Marcia Kramer on CBS's The Point, the very day after that horrific attack in Sydney, Mamdani was asked this.
So I have to ask you, you met with a group of rabbis on Thursday to talk about your positions on the Jewish state and Israel and other things. And one of the rabbis, Ami Hirsch, wasn't won over by your positions because he thinks it's important for Israel to be recognized as a Jewish state. And he put out a statement that said that the anti-Zionist rhetoric and anti-Israel policies will threaten Jewish safety in New York City and will inevitably lead to an unproductive and tense relationship with the Jewish community. What Mr. Mamdani says and which policies he pursues could affect the fact that the Jewish community will energetically oppose any and all anti-Israel rhetoric and actions. How do you feel about that when you have this man trying to take shots at you before you even take the oath of office?
Well, look, I think that Rabbi Hirsch is entitled to his opinions. I appreciated the meeting that I had with a number of rabbis where we spoke about my commitment to keeping each and every Jewish New Yorker safe, but also celebrating and cherishing them in their city. And that's part of a larger commitment to each and every New Yorker. And also, in these conversations, we not only talk about the importance of taking on anti-Semitism across the five boroughs, but also on delivering on a number of other issues of concern, because as a number of rabbis spoke to me about the affordability agenda, so many other aspects of city life, they continue to be things that they hear about from their congregants.
I guess the question is whether you buy his argument that your failure to say Israel should exist as a Jewish state will somehow add to more anti-Semitism and more attacks on Jews. And I wonder if you worry about that or you think that's a specious argument?
Well, I've found that the conversations I've had with Jewish leaders across the five boroughs have been ones that we are looking to build a relationship to deliver for this city. And just the day before I had that meeting with the New York Board of Rabbis, I was with a number of members of the Satmar community in Brooklyn, in Crown Heights, and in Williamsburg, as thousands of us were celebrating together.
So there you have it. Mamdani once again refuses to acknowledge Israel's right to exist as a Jewish nation. This, interestingly enough, as Israel becomes more and more akin to a Jewish constitutional theocracy, this is something scholars have been writing a lot about, and that's largely because of demographics. Haredi Jews, they have a very high fertility rate. Back in the 1950s, Orthodox Jewish children only accounted for about a seventh of elementary school children. Today in Israel, Orthodox school children are about half the student population. They're growing by leaps and bounds. So Israel's becoming more and more conservative and more conservative Jewish. And Mamdani's clearly not a fan. Now, what's so interesting in all of this is that the whole Mamdani saga is actually reigniting the Democrat civil war that we talk a lot about on this channel. It's a civil war between the pro-Palestinian progressive wing of the party versus the pro-Israeli liberal wing of the party. And we're seeing that particularly with the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. They've taken the unprecedented step of launching a dedicated Mamdani Monitor website and tip line, specifically to track all the anti-Semitism concerns under his administration. And what makes this so crazy is that the ADL is very hard left. They are very liberal, very Democrat, but they are also staunchly pro-Israel. And so we really are seeing nothing short of a bona fide civil war breaking out, particularly in the New York faction of the Democrat Party. If you thought New York City was somehow united behind this guy, you're living under a rock. He split the left. Mamdani split the left. Probably 60-40. 40% of New York Democrats, frankly, want nothing to do with this guy. But the key here is that what you just heard there, it wasn't just a dodge. It's a worldview. Mamdani is a member of the Democratic Socialists of America. That's a radical left-wing organization. He's refused to condemn the slogan, "Globalize the Intifada," which, dare I say it, is exactly what we saw in Sydney over the weekend. So what's really going on here? What's happening, not just in Sydney, but in New York City? And how do we respond? Well, that's exactly what we're going to find out. If you're looking for a place where you can speak freely, connect with fellow patriots, and be encouraged every single week, you got to check out the Courageous Patriot Club. It's more than a membership. It's a family. And to give you a glimpse of what it's like, I've opened up one of our most popular features, exclusive for our club, Turley Walks. Head on over to turley.pub/turleywalks to watch a free preview. It's quick, it's uplifting, and it's the perfect first step into a community built on faith, freedom, and hope. Australia thought they could play this game. They thought that if they just signaled enough virtue, if they just opened their borders wide enough and shouted Islamophobia at anyone who asked questions, they would be safe. They were wrong. It's what the evolutionary psychologist Gad Saad refers to as suicidal empathy. It's a pathological form of compassion where a society prioritizes the feelings of victim groups over its own survival. Now, Saad argues that while empathy is certainly a noble individual trait, it becomes maladaptive when misdirected toward those who actually wish to destroy you, such as terrorists or violent criminals. He likens it to a parasitic emotional response where the host, in this case Western civilization, lowers its defenses in a misguided attempt to be tolerant, ultimately leading to its own destruction, or in Gad's term, its own suicide, by inviting in the very threats it should be guarding against. Again, political liberalism is particularly prone to this kind of
suicidal empathy. Liberalism, by definition, consists of transnational, trans-civilizational tenets like human rights, civil rights, reproductive rights, LGBT rights, which hold that government institutions should be blind to cultural and racial difference, providing all citizens with a uniform set of rights and liberties without preference for any particular religious or cultural worldview. And this is made all the worse through its propensity towards victimhood. You see, because liberalism seeks to liberate, right? Liberalism seeks to liberate. Because of that, it's always looking for new groups that it can emancipate from oppressive customs and systems. It's always looking for another victim. And so through this propensity towards victimhood, liberalism inevitably ends up sympathizing with groups that want to destroy liberalism. So liberalism inevitably ends up defeating itself. I mean, we need look no further than the numerous ways in which Muslim factions of the Democrat Party, when they get power, inevitably end up rising up against the LGBT wing of the party. So, for example, in Hamtramck, Michigan, the all-Muslim city council there recently voted unanimously to officially ban the LGBT pride flag from being flown on any and all city property. Again, this is an overwhelming Democrat district. And obviously, many of its constituents, citizens, were absolutely stunned at that. The fact that this happened with an all-Democrat city council underscores this notion of suicidal empathy. Like literally self-destructive empathy. Cultural Marxist coalitions inevitably end up siding with groups that in the end want nothing to do with the other victimized identities in the coalition. The only thing these various groups have in common when they first form this cultural Marxist coalition is their shared identity of victimhood. But what happens when one of those groups gets political power? Like an all-Muslim city council in Hamtramck, Michigan. What happens is the moment one of them comes to power, they're not victims anymore. And so they lose that sense of solidarity. Liberalism is always inevitably guaranteed to destroy itself precisely because of the suicidal empathy. But when liberals exercise inordinate influence over a nation, like they do in Australia, or a city, like in New York, they can end up destroying much of society as well. So the good news is that we're doing exactly what we need to be doing. The people are rising up. Populations across the West want their nations back. They want their cultures back. They want their unique ways of life back. And they're sick and tired of the suicidal empathy of the modern liberal left. They are done playing victimhood games. That's what MAGA is all about. That's what the latest election in Chile over the weekend was all about, and why so many in the Western Hemisphere are turning to the political and cultural right. But until then, we can't say we haven't been warned. Our liberal elite are indeed selling out our nation. It's time for the people to say once and for all, enough.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Kachava's All-in-One Nutrition Shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry. You can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your cachava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every two scoops of cachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to cachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's cachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying D.C. politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.